This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Lindsay Vesey. She's the Advocacy Director at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted Christian church. She joins me today to talk about an appointment that President Obama has finally filled, one that's been vacant for quite a while now, and that is the position of Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. And the new person filling that ambassadorial role is Susan Johnson Cook. Lindsay, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
As far as I can tell, the concern from Open Doors USA is less about the nominee, although there are some concerns there, than about the fact that this was vacant for over 2 years, correct?
That's right. We think that it doesn't send a very good message about the importance of international religious freedom to the U.S. government. You know, if we leave this position unfilled for over 2 years, you know, what does that say to countries when we approach them on religious freedom issues? It basically says, this isn't really that important to us.
What general job does this person perform? What kind of authority, what kind of pressure can they really put on governments that are not offering much religious freedom?
Well, there's a few things that they can do. The State Department issues annual international religious freedom reports, and that basically comes out of the office that this ambassador oversees. So one thing is just, you know, putting out accurate reports. So governments have to be faced with, you know, seeing in print the state of religious freedom in their country. Other things that the ambassador can do, she works diplomatically with these countries, approaches them on different issues. You know, let's say someone's in prison or there's a piece of bad legislation. She can address them on those different issues. And there's actually ability to impose sanctions and things like that. Although in the past, the State Department hasn't really used that full array of tools very well.
Now, Johnson Cook has said that this has been a very long nomination process. So is this a matter of the Senate gumming up the works or the administration not making this a huge priority, or is it a little bit of both?
It's really a little bit of both. You know, President Obama didn't make a nomination of Dr. Susan Johnson Cook for over a year. So, you know, in that regard, at least over a year is his responsibility. Now, the person he appointed, Dr. Cook, you know, maybe was a little short on qualifications in the opinion of a lot of organizations and a lot of people who work in this field. And I think that's what held up the confirmation process. So she had a hearing last year, or last session of Congress, and she was only asked one question publicly before all the senators left for a vote. So one of the senators actually put a hold on her nomination, and so President Obama renominated her this session of Congress. And she had a much better hearing this time around, had to answer a lot more questions.
What do we know about Susan Johnson Cook? What kind of job do you think she'll do?
Well, I think that's to be seen, and that's what we're all wondering. But, you know, my hope certainly is that she will be very proactive on this issue and that she will work with a lot of the governments that have poor religious freedom records. But, you know, I think a lot of it will also depend on how well she's received within the U.S. government, within the State Department bureaucracy, because she doesn't really have a whole lot of experience in that realm. On the other hand, she does have a good relationship personally with Secretary Clinton and President Obama. So that, you know, could go in her favor. So we're really, you know, just hoping that things will work out for the best.
There's so many different areas that deserve attention when it comes to religious freedom or lack of it around the world. I know from the perspective of Open Doors USA, North Korea is the world's worst offender. Dr. Mueller and I have talked many times about the attacks on Christians in Iraq as the government transitions there. And obviously throughout the Middle East, we've seen in Egypt and elsewhere as these uprisings happen that religious tolerance seems to be on the wane. With so many different hotspots out there, how would you recommend that Dr. Johnson Cook focus her time?
You know, that's a great question. As you've just stated, there's so many countries that need attention right now. And I think particularly in the Middle East with the exodus of Christians from Iraq, if that situation is not addressed and turned around soon, there really won't be many Christians left to even help. So, from my perspective, that would be one of the first priorities, as well as we see a lot of these revolutions and protests happening in the Middle East. Or in like Egypt, where Mubarak has finally been ousted, but we see many attacks against Christians that really aren't being addressed by the military. So these are some situations that are very concerning, and I think that she's going to need to bring in experts and a lot of organizations who have experience in these countries, and hopefully start working out some plans very quickly.
Last question before we let you go, Lindsay. Whether it's in terms of the length of time this nomination just by itself took to be completed, or as you watch how this government's foreign policy deals with religious freedom, how high of a priority do you think it is?
I would have to say, you know, sadly, I just don't think it's that high of a priority. You know, we've seen a number of really good statements on religious freedom by both the president and Secretary Clinton, but in terms of action, we really haven't seen a whole lot. I would say the one really positive thing we have seen is there was a resolution at the United Nations, the Defamation of Religions Resolution, and under this administration, our government worked very hard to defeat that resolution, and for the first time in 12 years, it wasn't introduced in the Human Rights Council. So I think that's one major victory, but aside from that, I don't really think that there's been a whole lot of prioritization of religious freedom from this administration.
Well, we'll see what Susan Johnson Cook can do now that she's on the job. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Lindsay Vesey is Advocacy Director at Open Doors USA, one of the leading organizations worldwide assisting the persecuted Christian church. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.